Little Steven's Underground Garage is next after a world news update on VOA Music Mix.
Iraq foreign minister tells UN to leave ground combat to Iraqi forces and Ebola lockdown imposed in Sierra Leone. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Iraq's foreign minister said on Friday that his country must lead the fight against Islamic State militants within its borders, but encouraged a continued air campaign from international allies. Addressing the United Nations Security Council in New York with an audience of key anti-Islamic State coalition leaders, including the U.S., Ibrahim al-Jafari said his country should shoulder the burden of ground combat. As a U.S.-led coalition coordinates strategy against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, the group's tech-savvy public relations machine grabs headlines with shocking videos and other propaganda. Heather Murdoch reports from Beirut.
In this video released Thursday, British journalist
My name is John Cantley.
Warns Western governments against invading Iraq after their failure to secure Iraq and Afghanistan, despite long wars. But some regional analysts say that while the Islamic State warns the West against attacking, what it really wants is for the West to fight.
That's what they ultimately want.
Daniel Wagner, head of the security firm Country Risk Solutions.
That will also help them in their recruiting process.
Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Beirut.
The streets of Sierra Leone's capital mostly empty Friday as the nation began a three-day lockdown to find hidden Ebola cases. Tens of thousands of health workers are going door-to-door in the West African country, informing people how to avoid the virus. This is VOA News. African children are facing disproportionately high levels of violence, says a new report of the African Child Policy Forum. The study calls for more coordinated action to prevent violence against children. Marta Vanderwolf reports from Addis Ababa.
The new report, released Thursday, says African children are subjected to extremely high levels of emotional, physical, and sexual abuse, and current laws and policies have not been able to tackle this issue. The report is a combination of 75 studies and surveys undertaken in Ethiopia, Kenya, Malawi, Mali, Morocco, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. The findings show that in some countries, such as Mali and Zambia, children receive the majority of physical punishment from family members. But in others, such as Togo and Sierra Leone, most of the violence comes from teachers and classmates. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Turkey's prime minister says 49 Turkish hostages seized by Islamic State militants in Iraq in June have been freed. Ahmet Davutoğlu said today the hostages were released earlier in the day and have arrived safely in Turkey. The hostages, including diplomats, soldiers, and children, were kidnapped from Turkey's consulate in Mosul on June 11th. Participants in Ukrainian peace talks have agreed to create a buffer zone to separate Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. Officials at the talks today say the two sides agreed to move artillery on the front line to create a buffer zone 30 kilometers wide. Scotland's no vote on its independence referendum was greeted with relief in much of Britain and in many other countries. U.S. President Barack Obama congratulated Scotland Friday on its full and energetic exercise of democracy. He said through debate, discussion, and passionate yet peaceful deliberations, they reminded the world of Scotland's enormous contributions to the U.K. and the world. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he is sure the United Kingdom will continue to play a leading role in keeping the alliance strong.
So just as Scotland will vote separately in the Scottish Parliament on their issues of tax, spending and welfare, so too England, as well as Wales and Northern Ireland, should be able to vote on these issues.
Scotland's pro-independence leader Alex Salmond on Friday said he will resign after losing the referendum. The share price for China's huge e-commerce company Alibaba soared 38% in the first day of trading Friday on the New York Stock Exchange. And a new campaign in the United States to raise awareness about sexual assault kicked off Friday with a boost from President Obama. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
in Bosnian, we say, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Come to the land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! You maniacs! You maniacs!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to the Underground Garage. It's a special edition this week as we celebrate all things motorcycle. The first three content breaks will be the three coolest motorcycle movies of all time. I think that's pretty much indisputable. And then we'll get into some other things. But let's begin with the one that started it all. 1953, baby. The Wild One. Laszlo Benedict directed one of Marlon Brando's greatest roles. It is the role that made him cool forever. Interesting origin. You know, if you're walking around town and you see people with Hollister t-shirts on, well, it all started with a little biker party on the 4th of July, 1947 in Hollister, California. And there's some controversy as to how much of a riot actually happened. But Life magazine, you know, with introducing this whole idea of wild motorcycle maniacs to the mainstream world, and so they may have exaggerated a bit. And this cat, Frank Rooney, wrote it up as a short story called The Cyclist Raid, published it in Harper's Magazine. And it's also one of Lee Marvin's coolest roles, playing Chino in the opposing gang. And by the way, not for nothing, but the Laszlo Benedek story is worth noting. Hungarian-born film director who Louis B. Mayer helped escape and brought him to Hollywood, would win a Golden Globe for Death of a Salesman, and then cause all kinds of controversy with The Wild One. It was banned in the United Kingdom until 1968. And he would do a few more films, but made his living basically with some very cool TV shows, like Perry Mason and The Outer Limits, and The Untouchables. So yeah, baby, the film that introduced us to the Black Rebels Motorcycle Club, the number one coolest biker movie of all time, The Wild One.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
And you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
I don't think I'm going out anymore.
shimmy, shimmy, shake, baby, right in my bloodstream. I don't know what it was that got in my room. My ticker tape, heartbroken, everything shook in here. But I heard it could be worse. So what you wanna say is my head is a weather vane. It's spinning with the wind chime.
Right.
Maybe I was born on the 4th of July. It's burning like a firework.
Here for me on this road. How the whole mess happened, I don't know. But I know it couldn't happen again in a million years. Maybe I could have stopped it early. But once the trouble was on its way, I was just going with it. Mostly, I remember the girl. I can't explain it. Sad chick like that. But something changed in me. She got to me.
Bike tribute with them, perhaps the greatest of all the garage classics, I Can Only Give You Everything. Tommy Scott and Mike Coulter writing it, Tommy producing. Alan Henderson played bass on everything them did, as far as I know. Jim Armstrong, Ray Elliott, Dave Harvey, and lead vocals, Van Morrison, 1966. Diggy Pop would cover Jerry Lee Lewis, among others, with Real Wild Child, or The Wild One, David Bowie producing. Rollin' Tumblin' was Gaslight Anthem, not the Muddy Waters version, but their own from their new fifth album, Get Hurt. Mike Crossy producing. Get it from thegaslightanthem.com. That is a tribute to the star of our next two movies. She Said, She Said, arguably the greatest Beatles record of all time. No argument for me. And back to our theme with Outsider by the Ramones, written by the great D.G. Ramone, in Subterranean Jungle, 1983. Richie Cordell and Glenn Kolotkin, one of the best Ramones productions. Motorcycle Nightmare. You don't want to miss a minute of this show.
Ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage, celebration of Victory Motorcycles, our new sponsor. We're digging all things having to do with motorcycles and biker movies. Now, the number one coolest biker movie that we just discussed is indisputable. What is number two or number three? You know, I guess that could be debated. But for me, the number two coolest biker movie ever is The Wild Angels. Roger Corman's 1966 classic. And by the way, Peter Fonda is in both number two and number three. Gives you a little hint there as to what's coming. But Peter was joined by one of the coolest chicks in the world, Nancy Sinatra, and the amazing Bruce Dern. Yes, like the only cat in cinema history ever to kill John Wayne. That's how cool he is, okay? It did not happen in this movie, however. That would have been interesting. Oh, and we must mention Michael J. Pollard whenever we can. One of the coolest dudes ever. The budget, by the way, was $360,000, which was less than the Transformers catering budget. Gross $15 million for Roger, who never lost a dime. He is our hero. It was not received all that graciously. Leonard Maltin famously calling it okay after about 24 beers. Well, screw you, Leonard. That's what I say. The 16th highest grossing film of 66. Put him in his place. Charles Griffith got the writing credit, but Peter Bogdanovich, the legendary Peter Bogdanovich, did quite a bit of writing and was quite involved. Now, I'm not saying the movie was, you know, plot heavy. I think the whole story was the gang trying to get back the loser's bike, Bruce Dern's bike, and then the cops cause them to spill the bike, and they got to break them out of the hospital. I don't want to ruin it for you. It's cool, trust me. And by the way, the film gave the Underground Garage its theme song, which we end the show with every week. And for the first time, we'll now be playing it in prime time. It is by the legendary Davy Allen and the Arrows, who provide many of the beds we use. Fonda's character was Heavenly Blues. Here is Blues Theme.
Be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're gonna have a party.
This is Todd Rundgren, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
I can't see a thing but the fire.
watch division in the room. Sees the destruction, ferocious doom. Evil tea, get your spirit out of your ass. Your way past wicked, transparent like glass. I got eternity, you got one life to waste. You get right, no one's leaving this place. Love is a sacred weapon, far preferred. I'm hard enough to punish, you will get the word. At the will end, it's your last chance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Soaked with disrespect. I know inside you got some loving soul left. Refer to the video circa 97. Soon fed my dear old dad on his awful road to heaven. Look, feel, and learn. Don't wanna use a stick. Take big and his hand. Stab him with a limb. Ain't no way out in that selfish trance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Morgan and Jimmy kind of set the scene. Fell in my lap until the power's back for me.
To the loser?
Well, we had to split because of the heat. And the loser burned one of the cops' bikes.
A police motorcycle?
Oh, wow.
You got nothing to worry about. He can outride the heat any day.
Maybe he went back to Pedro. You think he'll be okay?
How the hell would I know?
Monday, Friday, holiday.
as I go. You're on my mind. Oh yeah, you're on my mind. I tried forgetting you, tried to maintain my cool, but the existence of you affects my life. Tonight, you know I'd fade out the time, night time, good times, bad times, when I was down the shoulder of gray, you were on my mind, oh yeah, you're on my mind. I try forgetting you. Forget the past and maybe take me back. I'd rest easy in my lonely bed tonight. You know I'd be in Monday, Friday, weekday, holiday, yeah. Every single empty day, you're on my mind. My mind.
Yeah, we started that tribute to the Wild Angels with blues theme, the Underground Garage theme by the great Davy Allen and the Arrows. Sway from the Rolling Stones. I know you don't usually play anything quite that new. That's a great one. Maybe Mick Taylor's finest moment with the Stones. Certainly one of them. Mickey Hopkins there again. And the great Jimmy Miller producing the third record of the four record, second era of the legendary Stones records. The amazing Todd Rundgren opened my eyes, which of course was the NAS, 1968. And Fat Girls Dance was Nils Lofgren from his new box set, Face the Music. If you only buy one box set this year, make it that one. Get it from NilsLofgren.com. Available right now. A not as well known Animals classic, You're On My Mind. The first time I ever heard it was when the Castiles were playing it. It was one of Bruce's favorites ever since. I had never heard it. It wasn't really a hit, I don't think. It's on Animalisms, which I believe was the third album, co-written by Eric Burdon and the new keyboard player, Dave Roberry, and produced by the amazing Tom Wilson. Come on back where we will discuss the number three coolest biker movie ever.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
This brings us to the third coolest biker movie of all time, also starring Peter Fonda, with Dennis Hopper, who directed it, and Terry Southern, who co-wrote it with Peter and Dennis, and really blew up Jack Nicholson. He had done some other Roger Corman things before this, but this is the one that really put him on the map and changed film history, really. It was one of the landmark counterculture films. It's a very cool period for that kind of stuff. You know, Bonnie and Clyde and The Graduate performance, Point Blank. Cool kind of counterculture moment, history-wise. It's the story of Captain America and Billy, who took a journey to discover America.
Boots on a solo. Yeah. have you seen? Does my old boots say make a mess to me? Leather boots are just a mystery. My boots have said so long. I spent his boots on it so low. What are my boots that's it so low? Those old Spanish boots.